and then some down the line. So you get to about 7.
You mean Adam?
No, I mean just start, say first man, and then go on down the line for the rest. Second to man.
Oh, first, second, third.
Well, using the word man with each one.
First man, mm-hmm. Second man, third man, fourth man, fifth man, sixth man, seventh man.
If a group of people are standing here and a man calls for volunteers to do a job, so they all come forward. They didn't come forward separately, but they came.
They came in a group.
Yeah, or at the same time they came. If you're saying they came at the same time, you say they came
all together.
Yeah, well, that's kind of a good thing. You might say it another way. I don't know.
They came in a group, or they came all together.
You say, for example, maybe telling a ghost story, and you say, I was walking along down the road, and then you want to get the idea that suddenly something happened. You might say, all
at once.
Mm-hmm. And you say why, if you have two things and one thing is two times as good as the other thing, you say, well, this is
twice as good.
Mm-hmm. Would you give me the first month of the year?
January.
And then the shortest month in the year?
February.
And then the month after, March?
April.
And then the second day of the week? Well, the third day of the week.
Tuesday.
And the day after Tuesday?
Monday.
And the day after that?
Thursday.
And then the day after Friday?
Saturday.
Now, what is a term that's sometimes used for Sunday?
Sabbath.
Mm-hmm. When would you stop saying good morning to somebody you met on the street? What time of day would you stop saying?
12.
About noon. Well, when would you use the term? If you met somebody after noon, what would you say to them?
Good afternoon.
Well, how long would you say that to them? What time would you stop saying that?
Well, I'd really stop at about 5 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
or 4, and then I say good evening.
Mm-hmm. But good evening means what time of day then? That's late?
Yeah, after 6 o'clock, I guess, but I say it earlier than
Will you ever use it in the afternoon?
Along about 5, I never, I'd meet anyone and say good evening, so I think I don't say afternoon then. I guess it would be afternoon.
Well, I know in my part of the country, any time afternoon, you might hear somebody say good evening.
Mm-hmm.
I always think you don't say afternoon very long, about an hour before.
Mm-hmm. And then we say good evening always.
What do you call the time of day when the sun comes up?
Morning. You mean?
Or the particular time, right at the
twilight. Oh, no, twilight's an evening.
Well, if you say, I'm going to get up at the same time the sun does in the morning, you say, I'm going to get up at
sunrise. I couldn't think of it.
Would you ever say sun up?
Yeah. Up at sun up.
Do you ever have any special term for a period of time coming around 2 weeks?
Fortnight?
Mm-hmm. Do you use that quite often?
Mm-mm. No, I don't think.
Where did you come across that? Is this just from your reading, or did
you ask? Well, I've heard people say that. Mm-hmm. But we don't use it very much.
Oh, when you said, somebody says, well, what time did the sun rise? And you say, well, the sun?
The sun rose at 6 o'clock.
And then we work, and when you say, well, you call the time the sun comes up, sunrise, well, what about the time it sets?
Sunset.
Then the day before today is?
Yesterday.
And the day after today is?
Tomorrow.
And this is a?
March.
And if the little hand is at 7 on the watch and the big hand is at 6,